Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 659 and today I'm going to talk about meaning and pain. This was something shared by Neil Strauss, and if you're not familiar with Neil Strauss, I first came across him over a decade ago now when he wrote the book The Game, which I read. I actually got a lot out of that, not just from, if you're familiar with it, the art of the pickup artist, so to speak, but more along the lines of how subtle communication can be interpreted so many different ways. Now, of course, there is the dark side of that space, and then Neil's gone on to have a really quite an amazing career since then. I think he's a fantastic, I suppose, important thought mentor for many people, and it's because of his evolvement rather than involvement. So he goes on to say in his little Instagram handle here, how you respond to the inevitable pain of existence determines the happiness and fulfillment of your life. How you respond to the inevitable pain of existence determines the happiness and fulfillment of your life. He then goes on to quote Carl Jung, which says, meaning makes a great many things endurable, perhaps everything. That's the point, right? Meaning makes a great many things endurable, perhaps everything. Here's the difficulty. Often people will ask, what is the meaning of life? They're asking the wrong question. The question is, what meaning am I willing to give my life? What is the purpose I'm choosing to give my life? Now, that may be on behalf of a religion or something else or a higher power, so to speak. When we have the ability to realize that there is a higher power of sorts, but we're also not then excluding the detail that you and I live within every single day and our autonomy of choice, rather than just living through this ascending God that we will never touch, rather than also living through the descending God of there isn't any higher power. When there's this love for above and the love for below, right? As above, so below is a way to think about that. When we have that, we have this beautiful ability to, rather than wait for meaning to come upon us, which we then choose anyway, because we then go, well, it was chosen for me, that you're choosing that it was chosen for you, right? This voice came to me, I was chosen, etc. Same shit. We have the ability to realize there's more going on, and then we choose to put meaning to our life. And when we do that, we move towards what's fulfilling for us, right? What's meaningful and happy for us. And in that space, we can endure anything. And I think it was Nietzsche that was quoted saying, he who has a why to live can bear almost any how. It's the same repeated point. When we get to choose our why, when we get to choose our meaning, we can work through any how. Otherwise, it literally comes back to, why the fuck am I doing this? If it's something that's just not meaningful for you, if you have an attached meaning, you will give up. But it's not about giving up in a negative sense. It's like, that's not for you. Anything that's worth doing is challenging, but it's challenging because there's personal, individual meaning that we choose to put behind it. And more often than not, a lot of us may live up to the meaning and the purpose and the meaning structures of the adults or the authorities that were in our life, the caregivers. And so we're living through them with their memes, their mental patterns of why we should be doing something. And it doesn't feel right. It's not fulfilling, so to speak. We now as adults have an opportunity to step back and choose the path that's right for us. To choose the meaning that's going to actually allow us to have a zest in our step every single fucking day. That's not just because you're not having enough carbs or you've had too much or whatever. Meaning has so much power behind it, but we must choose it. And often people get put into positions where they go, well, I'm going to choose this meaning now. And you see it with people who have had such horrible accidents, but all of a sudden are living their life to the fullest. And I remember hearing a story about this guy that lost his legs, who is now like doing all these things that he was never doing before when he had legs. And when asked about it, he's like, well, before I had all of the options, now I only have a, you know, rather than thousands and thousands and thousands of options to do with my life, now I've only got a much smaller selection, and it's so easy. I can choose what I want to do now, and I go after it. And that person looked at things completely different post that issue than before it. And if we can take that same frame of thinking and apply it without the burden of that issue, we can change the way we view our life and what we're actually moving towards. And the beautiful thing about meaning, and when we choose to put meaning towards something, is that we give other people the opportunity to breathe that meaning as well, and we give them the opportunity to step up and create their own. One of the key things that I just continue to bang on about is that when you choose and decide to get after whatever the fuck is important for you, whatever helps beat your drum, right? When you can do that, you're going to piss people off, and that's okay. It's got nothing to do with you, right? What you also do, though, is you allow other people to go, fuck it, I'm going to do that as well, but not that, I'm going to do me. And they get to show up. And so this is a key thing, is that when I come across something that I'm like, nah, that fucking feels fake, I'll mention it, and I'll mention it completely happy to be wrong. I'd prefer to say something and be wrong than to just go along with it and continue to appease the person structures that are just showing up falsely in front of me. Because in doing that, I'm also appeasing my false structures that have no meaning. So we have a choice here. Choose our own meaning, or allow life to choose a meaning for us. That's the choice we leave this podcast with. And on that note, team, I'm done. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you would pass it on to someone else who you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you'd like one personally signed by me. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you're wanting to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch, because I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love. Peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.